Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Nick in the Tax Quips forum with this common misconception. Nick is disabled and withdrew his money from his retirement plan. Now he's trying to figure out how to avoid paying taxes on this money. Well, my friends, Mike Reed and I tried to explain this to Nick very explicitly, yet he persisted in believing that his withdrawal should not be taxed. Problem is, he's not alone in that belief. So let me clarify this for you before you draw out your retirement as well. Yes, it's true, there is a special tax treatment provided to those who must retire early due to a permanent disability. Note, I said permanent, not just something that's going to keep you helpless for a few months or a year. Also, there are certain other ways to avoid the penalties as well. Now, the special treatment is limited to a waiver of the IRS's 10% early withdrawal penalties for folks who are under age 59 and a half when they withdraw the money. And the same waiver applies to your state penalties. But be clear on this. The money you draw out is totally subject to income tax, so expect to pay taxes on these funds. In fact, if you withdraw all the money at once, expect this to put you into the highest tax bracket you have ever been in. Now, how can you avoid these high taxes? It's easy. Here are five things you can do. 1. If you've made contributions to your retirement account after paying taxes on the money, track those amounts. Those funds will not be taxed when you withdraw them. 2. If you must close out your retirement account, have those funds transferred directly to a new IRA you create just for this purpose. Then withdraw the money as you need it. 3. Do not withdraw the money you don't need to cover the current year living expenses. The smaller the draw, the lower your tax bracket, and the lower the taxes. 4. Make sure that when you take the draw, they withhold enough money to cover all of your taxes for both the IRS and state. Often, that 20% they withdraw only for the IRS is not enough to cover the taxes you're going to owe. And yes, even the withholding is counted as part of your taxable income. So do some planning and run the numbers to see if withdrawing all that money is worth it. Perhaps there's a better way to cover your expenses. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about early withdrawals and other tax and business issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.